Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back.
We're back.
It's been like, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years since our last episode. It's been a very long time.
We were little freshman babies in college.
Yes.
And now, we're completely different.
That's completely different.
That's not it anymore.
No, it's so different, everyone. And I know everyone else is feeling everything's different.
Yeah.
Everything's different now.
We're completely different. I felt like we were such little babies.
We were little babies. We have, like, somewhat of a set, kind of.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing video now. There's a lot to catch up on that we can get to later.
Yeah.
But, long story short, we're back.
That was, like, 3 years ago.
Was it three? I don't know. I could look
to when we... Before our year. For our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
And now we're past. November was just our 4 year anniversary, so.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
I know.
It's been a really
long time. It's crazy. Now we're here. Have our, we're in an apartment. This is just one of the extra bedrooms. We just have all of my Squishmallows in here.
Yeah, this is our Squishmallow collection room.
Yes, our Squishmallow room.
Have a great look at all of our different Squishmallows. There's ones down here, too, that you can't even see. They're down here.
And behind me.
There's ones over there. There's ones in the bedroom. Like, oh my gosh.
They're cute.
These are just her Funko Pops, basically, which is fine.
So, we were like, what do we talk about? What do we get started on? So I thought we could do Would You Rathers. I feel like it's a good icebreaker. And they're usually funny and random. And who doesn't like Would You Rather games?
Yeah. If you guys remember the old podcast at all, it was very long. And this one, we want to do shorter episodes, more concise. Not everyone has all day to listen to our hour, sometimes hour and a half episodes.
We just talk a lot.
Yeah. So, we're going to try and keep it shorter, watch the clock a little bit, no more
that's not true.
Brain dead type of talking, you know what I mean?
That's not true, but...
No, that is true.
We'll try.
It'll be true.
We'll try.
It's going to be high quality.
Okay. I found some random Would You Rather website. Hopefully it's good. Yes. Hopefully it's not a bunch of weird ones. So...
It'll be weird. Okay. Let's get weird.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather never be able to use toilet paper or never be able to brush your teeth?
So here's the number one problem. I'm going to take all of these questions very seriously literally.
Yes, that's so true.
So you said no toilet paper or no brushing my teeth?
Never be able to use toilet paper or never be able to brush your teeth.
So, I mean, you could brush your teeth with something else and you could wipe with something else. Just not those specific items.
Well, brushing your... No, because it didn't say with a toothbrush. It didn't say brushing your teeth with a toothbrush.
Oh, you're right. But the other one said toilet paper specifically.
You just ruined the whole question.
I don't think I'm using toilet paper on this one.
What are you doing?
I'll use those little dude wipe things. Those little wet wipes.
Or Kleenex or something?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you should use wet wipes all the time. Probably not. Because it'll make it dry. But like... It's not bad as substitute. It's not toilet paper.
So you're gonna never be able to use toilet paper?
Yes.
Because you're taking it literally as in just toilet paper?
It says just toilet paper. That's what the question says. Everybody heard it. Everybody saw it. That's what it says. That's what it says. What's the percentage on that
70% one? Of people agree with you.
That's what I'm saying. As in never That's what be I'm able saying. To the toilet paper is not... Get it out of here.
30% of people put never brush your teeth.
Get it out of here. Can I curse on the podcast? We're adults. Kind of.
Why are That's you like asking the... them?
You guys let me know. Let's ask the audience. It depends. If we curse, we're going to get taken down. YouTube police.
That's no, just kidding. Okay, would you rather visit every state in your country? Or visit every country in the world?
That's a good question.
We have a lot of states.
That's a good question. America, like North America, the United States has like one of the best like geographical differences within each state out of like the entire world.
Okay.
Like you go to like Japan, not saying like the whole country is the same, but like they don't have as many different area, like different geographical features. Like we have mountains, we have like very high mountains, very low valleys. We have like areas that are cold like the entire year. We have areas that are raining the entire year that have like mist. We have things with like very tall trees. Then we have like flat places, like we are. We have super flat places where like literally I stand on my tippy toes and I can see all the way across the town. We have like dirt places. We have places with like deserts. Like we have literally deserts in America.
But like all the other cultures and stuff from the other countries.
Yeah, you get you. That's another thing. You do get to explore a lot of different cultures. I think most people would
pick visit every country in the world.
Yeah. Visit every country or every continent?
It says visit every state in your country or visit every country in the world. Because that's a lot.
But if you're visiting every country in the world.
And if you can afford to.
But there's also some sketchy countries. So it says you have to visit every country. And there's probably some country, like, that means you also got to go to North Korea.
There's some sketchy states.
I'm just saying, you also have to go to North Korea.
Can you get out of North Korea?
I have no idea.
Can you get into North Korea?
Once you in, I don't know if you get out. That's just, like, the rules, I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
What do you pick? Safe route or cool route?
I don't know. I feel like... I'll do every country.
Every country?
I'll just be packing the whole time.
79% picked every country.
Every country. I bet they weren't thinking as deep, though. They weren't thinking about this.
I don't think anyone's thinking as deep.
You gotta think about that. Because when you go to other countries, you also have to think about different languages. You have to think about, like, how, the way you're gonna act. Like, we can't act like this in certain countries. Like, we can't just, like, go... say whatever we want in other countries. Like, a lot of other countries, you can't just say whatever you want. You know what I mean?
It's very true.
It's very true. A lot of countries are still not acceptable to, like, different things as well. Like, mm-hmm. A lot of countries, you can't just, like, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. So you gotta be careful of that.
All right.
What's next? What would you say? I gotta ask what you're gonna say, too.
I'd probably visit every country.
Every country?
I don't know. It just seems... if I can afford to.
I'm guessing it's like all expenses paid. Maybe not all expenses. It's like...
that's a lot.
We're going to hook you up with a Motel 6.
But then it's just like... how long would that take you?
That's true. That would take a long time. To visit every country. Because like it also doesn't say how long you're going to be there for.
Just
like one day.
One day visit.
One day visit.
Yeah.
That's not long enough for every country.
That's so true.
How are you going to visit all of Russia in, like, one day?
Just give a week to
some. But, like, a country, like the United States, 50 days each state, that wouldn't be horrible.
I'm sure someone's done it.
It's, you got to be so, oh my gosh, there has to be a YouTube video of somebody doing, if that needs to be Mr. Beast's next video. Mr. Beast needs to go every state in 50 days. That would be so cool. Because that would also give him an excuse to come here so we could see.
You want to see?
Yeah. We're going to be shopping at Walmart and he's going to be like, would you rather have this $5,000 or give it to somebody else?
No,
I'm giving it to someone else, hoping to God he gives me.
No, I've seen him do, like, they go up to people and they're like, do you follow Mr. Beast on social media? And just like, prove it. And then if they do, then they.
Right there. That's my in. That's my in right there. Yeah.
I don't.
You don't follow Mr. Beast? You better follow Mr. Beast.
Probably on something, but...
you never know when he's going to pop up.
Yeah, rural Iowa.
Sounds
great.
I think so.
Okay. Would you rather live stream your entire life for everyone to see?
Oh my gosh.
Or anyone around you can hear your thoughts for the rest of your life?
That's like the same thing.
Basically.
What
except
the heck?
Live stream, you can choose what you're saying to people.
Yeah.
This, you cannot. Like, literally, you cannot.
But, like...
but this is, like, only the people around you. Mm-hmm. Live stream is like everybody. And what about like showering and go to the bathroom? Like, yeah. Do you have to just not show it?
No, yeah, I'm putting a curtain up. If I have to live stream it, I'm just putting up a curtain. You know what
I mean? But then does that defeat the purpose?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Because I would think like Truman Show rules. Because like in the Truman Show, they don't show him pooping. You know?
Well, they don't show us showing him.
No, I think there's like a scene in there where they're like...
I think they have it angled up.
Yeah. So like you don't see him pooping, but like you know he's pooping.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's
this really is Truman Show though.
Yeah, that is like Truman Show.
He live stream his entire life, so...
Do I get paid to live stream?
Does I'm like it say you get paid?
No. But like, I know y'all don't want to watch me just working my day job.
What are you leaning towards?
I'm leaning towards live streaming because like...
Yeah.
You got the intrusive thoughts, dude. And if people are hearing your intrusive thoughts... Like, you know when you're driving? Like, you know when you're driving and you're like, what if I just hit this tree? Like, but like,
you care if someone.
If I got my family, like, if I got you in the car, my family in the car, they're gonna be like, "What the hell is wrong with?"
Please don't hit the tree.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't. Like, the intrusive thoughts are gonna win every time because they're always gonna be out.
We don't know your deepest, darkest secrets.
Like what?
Does that mean like in the middle of the night? Like if I'm sleeping, but you're not sleeping. Can I hear your thoughts?
No, I don't think so. I think they just, like, play, like, it'd just be, like, playing. Like, there's a little radio out of my ear or something.
Interesting.
So, like, not everyone in the world can hear it. Probably just, like, so people around me. So, do you choose
live stream?
Live stream. Live stream. What was the percentage on that one?
69% agreed with live stream.
69?
Yes.
Nice. What would you say?
I guess I'd probably say the same thing.
Yeah.
Just because I don't need, like,
and then, like,
my boss and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, you know? If, like, you see, like, somebody, like, really ugly in public and you're, like, they're ugly, they're going to be, like...
Yeah, you totally do that.
I don't want to, like, bring people down. You know what I mean?
You think that in your head, though?
I don't know.
I guess that's true.
I don't think it. Really it just keep happens. Track. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't keep track of my thoughts. They just happen.
Would you rather... Live to be 400 and look 400 your entire life.
Oh, God.
Or live to only be 80 and look 25 your entire life.
80 and 25.
Isn't that like what it is 80 now? 80
and 25. You know? Yeah, I would just be a celebrity. Because they'd be like, I would just be selling skin cream. I'd be such a sellout.
You'd
I'd
be on like, the skincare commercials.
Yeah, I'd be like the hottest 80-year-old known to man. I don't even know if I want to live past 80. Like, what do 80-year-olds do? Any 80-year-old that I've ever seen in my life is, like, miserable. They got health conditions and whatnot. Like, ugh, I don't want to go through
that's
that.
That's not necessarily true.
I don't know.
I wonder what celebrities are 80 right now.
I have no idea. Our president.
Oh, my God.
Actually, how old is... I don't even know how old he is. I think he might be, like, 70s. Mm-mm. I'm pretty sure, like...
Paul McCartney.
Who is Nancy... Nancy Pelosi is, like, 80-something.
Joe Biden.
How old is he?
He's turning 80.
He's turning 80? See what I mean, guys? I don't know if I want to be that old. That's so
old.
Well,
that was posted on August 10th, 2022. That he's turning 80 in 2022. So now it's 2023.
Wow. Oh, so now he's 80.
So now he's the big 80.
Yeah. That's I don't know crazy. If I want to be that old.
I did not think that.
I just, like I've said, I would just be a hassle for other people, and that would just be a lot.
Wow. Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney Harrison is 80 Ford. Years old. Harrison Ford is 80?
Yeah.
That's Han Solo.
That's Han Solo?
Yeah. She's just been recently watching the Star Wars
movies. We just started them.
Yeah.
We're doing something where I've never seen Star Wars.
Yes.
He has never seen Grey's Anatomy.
That's
both very long running,
yeah,
very dramatic,
yes,
very niche,
yes.
So, I watch a Star Wars movie and then I have him watch however many like, episodes equal like the length of the Star Wars movie. Yeah. So, usually,
it's a
ends
nice
up
trade
like
off
three Grey's Anatomy episodes to a movie,
mm-hmm. but
then there's also like a million shows yep. now. So it's not even just the Star Wars movies, because now there's yeah. shows and there's the Lego Star Wars movies. There's uh-huh. like a million different things. Yeah. There's all the animated ones.
Yep.
So.
And when you're watching, like now that we're done with like episodes yeah. 1 through 6,
we're done with the main ones.
Yeah, we yeah. finished. So we did. So we're doing everything in release order 6. Because like when cameos yeah. and stuff happen and like these big moments happen, if you watch it in chronological order, you don't get like a big wow factor. When you watch it in release order, you yep. get more of a wow factor because they planned that to happen. Like when something happens yeah. in Mando, like spoiler, like when things happen in Mando, that wouldn't be as big of a surprise if you didn't have to wait like so long to see those characters again. You know yeah. what I mean? Like,
and also the
a bigger deal.
First one, 3 release were 80s, 70s.
Yeah, like late 70s.
And you see how much better they get the mm-hmm. the CGI gets.
Yeah, and like if you watch it in chronological order, and like the Star Wars movies, like the yeah, like the cinematics and like the CGI, like one thing you're watching is gonna be like looking really good. Like you're gonna be watching Episode 3, it looks great, and then you're gonna go on to Episode 4, and you're like, what the hell happened to all like?
Guess
the
who cool else stuff? Is 80?
Who else is 80?
Barbra Streisand.
Who is Barbra Streisand?
Oh my god!
I don't know who this lady is. I've heard the song. I've heard that song that was popular like a long time ago, but I don't know who that is. Yeah. So long story short, I would be 25 and just be 80. Look 25, whatever. Do I feel 25 or do I just look 25?
No, you look like you're 25.
Okay, so I could still have like health conditions.
You could still be dying and then look like you're 25.
Oh my gosh, my chair has been rocked. I gotta scoot over, y'all. My chair has been rocking this lamp that we got.
The whole time?
I don't know. I don't know if it's been the whole time. I'm going to watch it back and look at it.
Calvin Klein is 80.
Calvin Klein is 80?
Yeah. From the
What's he brand? Look like? Is there a picture? Oh my god. That is an ugly dude. See, my intrusive thoughts would win.
They would win. You just said it out loud. It's not intrusive thoughts.
Well,
I don't know what you know intrusive thoughts is.
I don't know. I imagine that's intrusive thoughts are like thoughts you're not supposed to say, but you say, no. And so they win.
Not necessarily.
Or, like, they're, like, negative.
No, it's like you want to do it.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't do it.
But you shouldn't do it.
So when your intrusive thoughts win, you do it. Like, it's like...
Okay.
I don't want to slap myself in the face right now.
Yeah.
But if I do, my intrusive thoughts win. Because, like, what would happen if I slap myself?
There you go. Right? That's like when you're in school and you're like, what if I just stood up and yelled at
yes,
the top of my lungs?
That's intrusive thoughts.
That's a real question. All right, next question.
Okay.
What are we looking at?
So you said live to be 80 and look 25?
Yeah.
Let's see what the percent was for that. 80% chose that.
That's...
I think it's because it's more accurate now. Like, most people are living to less than 80, so if you're going to do that anyways...
Yeah.
Might as well look 25.
Might as well.
Like, we're not even 25, so...
No.
That'd be pretty chill.
So, like... When I turn 25, will I look like that
You'll
forever?
Just look like
or
that the
can
rest
I
of your
can
life.
I get in better shape? Or is like I have to be what I'm gonna look
you
like
can,
at 25?
You can. I assume you can. You can okay. just like your general features are the same.
Okay, interesting. All right, next question. What are we looking at?
I'm gonna skip this.
Why?
Because it's a little gross.
Okay. Well, now I want to know what it was. No. The whole audience is going to be like,
okay.
What was this secret
mystery?
Would you mystery?
Rather have to live under a bridge?
Okay.
Or live inside a stranger's bathroom?
What the hell are these?
So would you rather be a troll or
a troll?
A stalker?
It doesn't mean a troll. It means like a homeless person.
Live under
person.
A bridge.
It means like a homeless person, not a troll. I'm not going to be popping up saying riddles to Dora. It means like like you know those people that live on the highway, like underneath those bridges.
Bats? I've never
yes.
seen a person live under.
No,
we don't live somewhere where people do that. Typically,
as far as we know, yeah, we don't yes. have like a ton of homeless people. Or live in a stranger's bathroom.
Or live in a stranger's bathroom. But then once you live in there,
yeah,
would they not be a stranger anymore?
Yeah, do they have to? Like, your roommate. Do I have to move once they become a friend?
Then you have to go to a different stranger's bathroom.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Or is it like,
sorry, buddy,
every day
go.
You're in someone else's bathroom?
Interesting. But like, okay, so like that
phrase is so weird.
That's scary. But so is sleeping out in the freaking cold. Like, it's winter right now. If I lived underneath a bridge.
Yeah. It's a lot harder for people in the north to think of that, because it's like extreme winters.
Yeah, and we just had like a blizzard.
Yeah.
I would have been dead.
Well, now it's in the 30s. It's nice out now, but.
That's so tricky. I would say.
But like, you could get frostbite in.
But at the same
time, 5 minutes.
A stranger comes in the bathroom and they see me in their bathtub. I could easily die from them just as much as the outside. They could just pop one open. I'm trespassing. They could just pop one open on me. Like,
You would sleep in the bathtub?
Where else am I going to sleep? On the floor? The floor might be comfier than the bathtub.
Just sit on the toilet.
What? I can't fall asleep like that.
I guess.
I have. I'll tell that a different time. I've fallen asleep when I'm on the toilet before.
How old were you?
Like 13, maybe.
That's a vibe.
Some
people have chairs in their bathroom. Like, you know, public places have like the thick armchairs in the bathrooms?
No. No, no.
Oh, I think
no,
we talked about
because this is a girl thing.
Women's bathrooms.
Women get these freaking, y'all get like couches. Yeah. This is how I imagine the women's bathroom. You walk in. There's like, you gotta put in a keypad, sliding door. There's a butler waiting to hold your purse or something. They got free soap and shit you can take. There's like,
I'm glad you
apparently
think
there's a sofa couch in like women's bathrooms.
Sometimes, yeah. No, and like, cause like sometimes there's a little.
It doesn't make sense.
There's a little, like a little
yes.
entry room
yes.
before the bathroom.
Yes.
And so they just put a couple chairs and a table in there.
Why do you guys have a chair?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen someone sit
in
it.
The only reason I can think of a chair is for your boyfriend coming to the bathroom with you and you need somewhere
bathroom.
To sit. Well, you know, like when we go to like stores and it's like, I'm not getting anything.
That would
this
be
boutique,
like outside the bathroom.
And then they give you like a chair.
This is like inside. Like, it
yeah,
says women's
weird.
Bathroom. You go in.
I don't
and then
get
there's
it.
Chairs.
There has to be a reason for it. Otherwise,
because even at college, when the. At the library in the women's bathroom.
I'm sleeping under a bridge.
You want to live under a bridge?
Yeah, I suppose. Because, like, then I could, like... So, hear me out, right? It starts with me living under a bridge.
What?
It ends with me constructing my own home under a bridge. I build walls.
You have this...
I build a furnace.
Tell them about... You...
The homeless thing?
Yes.
So, like, okay, so here's the thing, right?
I think it's
there's
so
a lot
funny.
Of homeless people. I would love to see Mr. Beast do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to, but I'd like to see how easily I could do this from going... Like, how long would it take for me to be homeless, dirt poor, all I have are the clothes on my back and, like, a sandwich? That's what I get to start out with.
Yeah.
And then how long it takes me to get a place to live. Like, how long to get, like, a one-bedroom spot? You know what I mean? Like, what are the steps there? What can I do with no phone? What, like, how do you get a job with no phone? How do you use your public, like, access stuff to your advantage? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have healthcare or anything. So that's, like, I think that could be, like, a really cool challenge. Not to, like, make fun of, like, poor people or anything. Just to, like, maybe, like, I mean, obviously, homeless people don't have access to, like, YouTube, probably. But, you know, give some, like, helpful tips on, like, how to get you in better shape. You know what I mean? And also, like, how to challenge yourself. How to go... From like dirt to like something,
mm-hmm.
and how long do you think that would take?
Mm-hmm.
But it also depends on the state, because like being homeless here and finding a spot, I feel like it wouldn't be like I feel like it would be a lot faster than if you're in LA trying to find a spot.
Yeah,
just because there's so many people there. I don't know if there's a lot of housing. It's just crazy expensive there. Yeah. So, like, step one of being homeless might literally just
live under
walk a bridge. Somewhere else. Like, walk to a different place.
To, like, town?
Yeah, like, walk to a different state, walk to a different town.
If
like,
they
if you're,
can.
Like, if I'm in California,
California I'm walking has extreme to summers.
That's true, but I mean, you're homeless. You're outside anyway.
That's why it's hard to walk.
Yeah, I suppose.
You're already exhausted, you know?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, so live under a bridge.
I'm living under a bridge. Okay. And then I'm going to build my own. I'm going to build something underneath the bridge.
62% said live under a bridge.
Ooh, that's steep.
I kind of thought it was going to be the other way around. Oh. Okay, we can do a couple more.
Okay.
Would you rather
mm-hmm.
be the smartest person in the world or the strongest person in the world?
Well, if I'm smart,
yes,
I'm smart enough to know I should be in shape. And
yeah.
So I would think
that doesn't mean you're gonna be super strong.
Well, not the strongest, but why would I need to be the strongest?
superhero mentality.
You
can help people.
I can help people with being smart.
Someone's you know? Stuck under a car.
Mm-hmm.
You can lift the car up off the
road. That's for the strongest person
you
in
know,
the world to do. I'm not that's not me.
Of New Girl.
Yes.
Winston.
Yes.
He's like, lifts it, yes. And he lifts the car off yep. the kid, and then everyone thinks he's a hero. He's like, call an ambulance for me.
I would be the smartest because if you're the strongest, there's just not as much you can do. You can do a lot more physically, but when you're the smartest, you're making money moves. You're making like, you're making good health decisions anyway. You're helping the world probably.
But is it the smartest in one thing or just generally?
It's,
the
hey,
smartest?
It sounds general.
Okay, let's see.
That's what I think.
75% said smartest in the world.
Yeah, that's because 75% are right. That's why. What's next? What we got?
Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors?
Ooh.
Or
I thought about this.
Go into the future and meet your yes. great great grandchildren.
Yes. Okay. This is a good question.
Think, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go first.
No. Go. You go. Go ahead.
I'm leaning towards ancestors. I don't know why. Just because great great grandchildren. It's also like I don't have children yet, so maybe if I had children.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to meet their children and like know yeah. they came from them.
Yeah.
You know? But like that's not the situation that I'm in. Mm-hmm. So it's like I wouldn't feel attached.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have something to relate it to.
Yeah.
So maybe like going into the past. I don't know. I just find it interesting. I know you're into history and stuff, so maybe you.
I think it would be interesting to see my ancestors. It's just, I don't know if they're interesting people. Like, there's not much to do back then.
Yeah.
So, like.
Like, where they lived and what they.
Yeah.
What they did and how they got by. I see.
Like, were they, like, were my ancestors, like, poor, middle class, rich? Probably not.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I'm sure, like, you could always do, like, one of those, like, 23andMe things, but mm-hmm. I've heard that they're not very accurate
yeah.
anyway.
Well. It's just not going to let you know their day-to-day life or anything.
Well, no, you got to go to, like, a history person for that. But, like, I've seen,
would
like,
they,
twins
if
do
you went
it
to the past and met them, would
things.
They know that you're, like, part of their family in the future? Or would they just think you're a stranger? And
no, they're probably thinking
you're just meeting them.
If I went to the future, they would probably know that I'm, that I'm like, their relative. Because, like, if there's not very many records of in the past, but like now there's pictures of like everyone on the internet, like almost mm-hmm. everyone that exists right now, there's a picture of them on the internet somewhere.
Yeah.
And there's information about them somewhere.
Yeah.
Like you could find out that like we had a podcast, you could easily find out like my social media is my book that I'm making, like all that stuff
yeah.
that you can find out, but I can't find that out about my ancestors not even close to as easily.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, in the back in the day, a lot of people had similar names. Like, especially like my answer, like the Latino side, like, you know how many Sanchez's there are just in this city?
Yeah, that's true, and everyone thinks
that's you're insane. Related. Yeah, and yeah. They all think we're related. No. It's like, so, like, finding them is going to be really hard. Like, if I have, yeah, so, I don't know who I would, it'd also be cool, do I get to go to the future, or do I just get to meet them?
Go into the future and meet your great.
So I also get to see the future.
Yes.
Like, what if you, okay, so, like, not, like, the future could be, like, we could be in World War III, you know what I mean? Like, you could be stepping into the future. Opposite. We're like, it could be the opposite. We could be living in utopia. I don't think that's a thing because we haven't lived in, because people in year 200 probably thought in 2,000 years we're going to be living in flying cars and stuff. Not true. Not even close to true. They thought we're probably going to have these big buildings and everything, which like some places have big buildings, but they look like crap. So, I mean, the future could have zombies. It could be post-apocalyptic. Okay, there could be nuclear like warfare. I'm going with ancestors. I think they could wake me up a little bit on... Wait! No! I changed my answer. I'm going to the future. They're going to tell me about what stocks to make. They're going to teach me about No, the kids okay, are... Okay. They're going to teach me. They're going to teach me the future.
Ancestors had 45%. 45%. Future had... 55%.
I'm going to the future. I'm going to learn about... I'm going to do what they did on Back to the Future. I'm going to bet on sports. I'm going to make a ton of money. But at the same time, is that going to change the future? Or is the future that I went to the future where I already did that because I went to the future? And then it's like a whole like loop. You know what I mean?
This is a movie.
Plenty of movies on this. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Time travel. I don't know. I'll go to the future. I changed my mind. Sorry, ancestors.
Oh my god. Sorry, ancestors.
I know you guys are looking down at me like, what the hell, man? We got an appointment.
No. Okay, last question.
You
gotta be quick.
Okay.
Would you rather run 5 miles every day?
What?
Are some people
that do that? Yeah, there are. Yep, I know somebody.
Or do 1,000 jumping jacks every day.
1,000?
That'd be exhausting.
5 miles.
We also live in an apartment, and it would be
That'd
loud.
Be easier. That'd be easier, though. So, if I did five... So, how long does it take to do a jumping jack? Like, a second?
I think we need...
2 seconds? Maybe 2 seconds. So, it takes, like, 2 seconds. 1,000... What's 2,000 seconds? Look that up. What's 2,000 seconds in minutes? Which one could I get done faster?
Jumping jacks?
You think so? 1,000 of them?
It's 33.333 minutes.
33 minutes? That's a lot faster than... For 1,000?
What's 2,000 seconds in minutes?
Yeah. Because it probably takes about 2
Even
seconds.
Even if it was double that, it'd be faster than running 5 miles.
Yeah, that'd be an hour. 5 miles? I don't know if I could do 5 miles in an hour. I mean, that's a pretty... That's an okay pace, but, like, I'm not that fast.
So which one?
I'm doing jumping jacks. Yeah. Jumping's good for you. Like, when was the last time you jumped?
Wow.
What, most people say miles?
70% said what? Run 5 miles.
No way, dude.
Oh my gosh.
No way.
That threw me off so bad.
That's crazy.
Right? Jumping jacks?
I feel like jumping jacks the right
answer. It said every day, right?
Every day. Wow. Every day. That's crazy.
Well, that was fun. Huh. I think we'll have to do another one of these.
Yeah, we'll have to do more Would You Rather.
Because they get so interesting.
Yeah. you gotta dive deep.
The next one's funny, but we can't really get
what
into
it. What is
it? It says, would you rather have to scream as loud as you can before starting every conversation, I'm a leprechaun. Have to smack every person you have a conversation with and call them an idiot.
I'm smacking everyone. That's how I'm going to start the next podcast. Bah, idiot. So I'm basically just Dwight from The Office.
This is fun, though.
Okay, we'll have to do more of those.
Little tangents.
Yeah, but thanks, everyone, for listening.
If you were listening.
If you made it this far.
If you made it 5 minutes in, that's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. These intros, you got to do fast because people will click off. Don't click off the page. Like, comment, subscribe. Oh, no, they're clicking. Jocelyn, they're leaving. That's just what happens.
You mean the outros?
Yeah. Like, people, like, once a YouTuber starts doing an outro, I'm like, out. I don't, like, I'm out.
If you it doesn't matter. Everyone else already did. They're gone.
It's everyone's gone. If you're this far, please like. It's just us. Please like.
It's just us.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, guys.
Wait, should we do this? Never mind.
No.
The thing we used to do, we're just a couple of adults. Barely.
We're not doing that. We're cutting that.
We can cut that.